what is it about these signs that the AEC has determined breaches the Electoral Act?
G'day, Anna, and thanks for having me on. There is a section within the Electoral Act, section 329, which is about misleading or deceiving a voter in relation to the physical act of them casting a vote. So ballot papers, you have party affiliation on them. These signs potentially have the effect of misleading a voter about the party affiliation of a candidate and therefore the physical act of casting a vote. So gets a little bit specific, but that's essentially what we're talking about.
We're now in the final week of a six-week campaign. David Pocock says his campaign first raised concerns about these signs 3 weeks ago, at which point, if I understand and remember correctly, the AEC formed a preliminary view that these signs did not breach the Electoral Act. What changed?
Yeah, we did form that preliminary view, and there's sort of a couple of sides to this. There's the side that some people take and say, well, simply expressing a view that a particular candidate has similar policies to a particular party, and so you're voting for a candidate from a particular party, but what you're really getting is something else. So our preliminary view was a little bit more along those lines. Since the signage has proliferated, it's been elsewhere. We've had a lot of elector contact about potential confusion, and really importantly, they've been in close proximity to an early voting centre. So it's all of those sort of factors that have really, I suppose, tipped our view into thinking that it does breach Section 329 of the Electoral Act.
Why is that, though? Why does the number and location of these signs matter? Surely a breach of the Electoral Act is a breach of the Electoral Act, whether it's near a polling place or on the side of the road.
Yeah, well, it's about the ability for that physical act of voting. And, of course, week one of the election period, the physical act of voting, you're not doing it. You're not doing it on your drive home, going down Drakeford Drive. So the determination that's been made by the legal team here is actually about the point of voting, which, of course, you do near an early voting centre.
What about the accumulation factor, though? I mean, these signs have been out and about for weeks. They've been arriving in people's letterboxes for weeks. Surely if voters were likely to be misled, that could have happened at any point over the last 3 weeks since the complaint was first raised.
Yeah, reasonable argument, absolutely, and I absolutely get where you're coming from with that, and others have been expressing a similar view. If people think there has been a cumulative effect there and that it may actually tip the results, then it might be something that the court examines after the event. What we looked at was the circumstances at the time. It was a preliminary view. We've re-looked at it on a number of occasions through the election period, and we've taken this action to get them out of circulation at the point that we could during the early voting process.
When you say, Evan Eakin-Smith, that that might be something for a court to decide at some point in the future, is the Australian Electoral Commission going to pursue legal proceedings in this case?
Maybe. It's something that we're looking at. Our first priority was absolutely to get them out of circulation. We've achieved that, and there's an undertaking from Advance Australia around that. It's something that we're looking at, and we'll have something further to say about that quite soon.
What powers, in this case or in any case, what powers does the AEC actually have within your remit to take if you find that something does breach the Electoral Act in this fashion?
Section 329 of the Electoral Act, there's a potential civil and a potential criminal penalty there. It would be a referral to the Australian Federal Police if we believe there's sufficient evidence to go down that track. And so that's what we're looking at now that we've achieved getting them out of circulation.
And at that point, what kind of penalties would apply?
It depends, and that wouldn't be for us to look at. Like a number of potential penalties in the Electoral Act and other forms of legislation, there is a penalty that is up to a maximum. And so the maximums in this regard is, I think it's 100 penalty units and up to 3 years imprisonment and all, but it would depend on exactly what a court wanted to enact.
On ABC Radio Canberra, you're hearing from Evan Eakin-Smith with the Australian Electoral Commission, which has announced today that it has found those controversial Advance Australia signs, the one with David Pocock and the Superman pose. The AEC has found that these do breach the Electoral Act and that they are likely to mislead or deceive an elector. Evan, a lot of what we're talking about now is quite reactive. But I mean, early voting has been now been open for a week. People have cast their ballots. Is this good enough that Australia is taking such a reactive approach to what you've now found to be misleading content and not withdrawing it from circulation until a week after people started voting?
Well, others are going to have to form their view about that. And we have seen suggestions of people saying that all material should be passed through the AEC prior to even getting into circulation. It's not something that we could do, not something that the legislation enables us to do. If people want change in that respect, that's something for Parliament, and Parliament would have to enact it for us to be able to actually act on it.
Speaking of review, I note today that the AEC is saying that Advance Australia has to avoid bringing legal proceedings, agreed not to further display the signage without first providing the AEC with 48 hours notice. Does that mean they can still display the signs as long as they give you a 48 hour heads up?
Well, in short terms, yes. However, if they provide 48 hours notice, then we have the ability to seek an injunction and potentially stop it happening. So the undertaking really was to stop the injunction. We're on the path towards seeking one to get the signs out of circulation, and the undertaking's being made. So, and that's why the 48-hour period is part of that as well.
This all sounds pretty convoluted for something which has ultimately been found to be misleading. Do you have, as an electoral commission, which, you know, you've made it very clear, you're very and rightly concerned about electoral and voting misinformation, does the AEC, does the commissioner feel satisfied that you have the tools you need to deal with these kinds of problems in political advertising?
It's a really complex matter. On one side of the equation, there's things around political parties, candidates, their policies, their history. We can't touch that. That's up to our voters to decide, and we run a campaign encouraging people to stop and consider what they see. On the other side is the electoral process, and sometimes there's some really clear things around the electoral process. You know, if somebody says, you know, put a number one here for party A and it'll count for party B, that's quite clear. But sometimes there are things that are a little bit more grey and they straddle in between process and candidates and parties, and that's where it's a little less clear and a little bit more difficult to delineate. Yes, we've been pretty active. We want misinformation, disinformation around electoral processes not to be part of the election. It's just a little bit more difficult when it is in that grey spot between freedom of political communication versus electoral processes.
I understand that David Pocock, well, in fact, David Pocock has said that he has written to the AEC requesting this sort of legal action be taken. Is that something that would be a matter of discussion between you and the campaign in this case?
We were already looking at it. So, yes, there's a letter that comes to us that urges us to do that, but we're already looking at that. The first priority was to get it out of circulation, which we've done. We've achieved that. The next bit is to see whether or not there is prosecution action. So that's something that we're looking at the moment.